About a dozen teenagers and young adults are in and around the swimming pool at Wichita's Northwest High School. They're getting certified to work as lifeguards.
Grabs around him, starts pulling on the rope, pulls him up, gets him on his back.
Brian Hill is the aquatics director for the city of Wichita. Part of his job is hiring and training a team of about 140 lifeguards who will supervise six public pools that open this Memorial Day. Hill expects to have enough guards ready to go this year, but it's been a challenge. The COVID-19 pandemic closed most pools last year, and high school and college students found other jobs. The American Lifeguard Association says overall interest in lifeguarding is down, too. For one thing, the traditional summer job is becoming more rare. Young people want year-round work. But some guards, like 20-year-old Alanis Balza Medina, say they can't wait to get back to the pool.
I love this job. It's my go-to summer job. I go to school full-time during the year. I'm a college student, pursuing my undergrad right now. And this is the job that I enjoy and gives me a lot of training for my future. And that's steady, and it's a great work environment to be in as well.
To be a lifeguard at most pools or aquatic parks, you have to be at least 15 and complete a 3-day certification class.
That was a textbook rescue right there. But to pass the skill, what we need to see is you going down, you get them up, you get them on the backboard.
The city of Roland Park in Johnson County just completed a $1.6 million renovation to its aquatic center, adding new slides, a climbing wall, shade structures, and splash pads. The grand opening is Memorial Day weekend, but the pool will open for limited hours, only Tuesdays, Thursdays, and weekends, because there aren't enough guards to staff it. Roland Park boosted lifeguard pay to $12 an hour, up from $10. Other cities are offering signing bonuses or recruiting younger teens to fill lifeguard positions. Prairie Village cut back its pool hours this summer because of the shortage. So did the city of Shawnee in Johnson County. Joe Hutchinson is a swim coach and pool manager in Wichita. He said pools depend on guards returning year after year and on younger swimmers envisioning themselves on the lifeguard stand.
But since there wasn't the opportunity to see your friends be lifeguards last summer, I think that new wave of lifeguards that normally fill in those empty spots just isn't there.
Another challenge? It's hot weather work that toggles between boredom and stress, part babysitting and part life-saving. It's not for everybody. 18-year-old Jacob Steffen has worked as a guard in Wichita for 2 years.
It can be very difficult to deal with people. That's the hardest part. Last summer, we had a very weird schedule due to the coronavirus. So we were open for 2 hours at a time, then closed for an hour. So I've had to deal with a lot of very angry people because you have to kick them out of the pool.
Sam Cortez started lifeguarding at Manissa Pool in Wichita when he was 15. That summer, a child fell into the deep end, and his father jumped in after him. Neither one could swim. Cortez rescued them both. Now he helps train guards and runs the aquatics program at McConnell Air Force Base.
It's definitely a challenge to make sure that we bridge the gap of, hey, this is a fun summer job, but you are a lifeguard. You are a professional rescuer.
During the class at Northwest High, Cortez and Hill demonstrate shallow and deep water saves. The students pair up and run through drills, playing rescuer and rescued. The atmosphere is friendly and fun, but 18-year-old Ryan Meese knows he's learning essential skills.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, for sure. Just being like responsible, being a team player as well at the same time, and just taking action.
Brian Hill, the Wichita Aquatics Director, said he hopes more high school and college students will get trained and fill needed vacancies so more Kansas pools can reopen at full capacity this summer.
It's a very important job. It's a very critical job, but I'm not going to lie, it's also a lot of fun.
For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.